without a shame. Kept one accord outright.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
I wanted to begin at Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, because verses 1 through 5 in the 7 a.m. service, I talked about preparing for a new way. And beginning at verse 5 through the following verses, I was going to talk about preparing for a new day. But the Lord said, tell you that he's no respecter of persons. So he said, back up to chapter 2. So Joshua chapter 2 is where I want to begin. Joshua chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Chittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which were pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof and said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there it remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, If ye utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. God is no respecter of persons. It's important to understand the story and understand what's going on here. God has summoned Joshua, has said to him and announced to him in chapter 1, and just for the sake of your understanding, turn there if you will, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Now it is clear that God declared Moses dead to end his reign and to give notice to Joshua that he was the new man who would head up the Israelites movement. It was in helping him understand, because no man was able to find the grave of Moses, God had to declare him dead. In doing this, he released from him the charge and the control of the Israelites as head, and then reappointed Joshua as the man who would lead God's new army and people to the promised land. Before Moses died, God gave him the vision, showed him the promise, and let him see what the promised land entailed. But because of Moses' sin and shortcomings, he was unable to make it into the promised land. God is now giving charge to Joshua, and he tells Joshua some important things that Joshua must understand as a leader of God and must know for himself and before the people. Keep on reading, if you will, so you can understand. Verse 3 says, verse 2, let me finish. My servant Moses is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan. It is a command. Thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now one of the things that you've got to understand here is that God is saying, now that I have placed you as head of the Israelites, I'm not changing my movement or my method. I'm just changing my man. We're still going over to this Jordan and crossing it, because over the Jordan was the promised land, the land of Canaan. And they could not get the land of promise until they crossed over the Jordan. So God wanted to make clear, I've not changed my mind about blessing you. I'm still going to do it. So I just want to refresh what I said before. One of the things I love about the Lord is that he doesn't change his mind. He's not wishy-washy. He's not an Indian giver. He doesn't say what he doesn't mean. God is forthright, and when God speaks, he says what he means, and he means what he says. And he declared he was going to bless Israel. Now, even though Moses missed it, Moses led them to the point of where the breakthrough and or the blessing was. Though he didn't get to see it, God still made a promise that he was going to give this land to the Israelites. And because even though they sin, when God makes a promise, even though you don't do your part, when it is arbitrary, authoritative, and absolutely, he has to back it up based on what he said and not what you do. Aren't you glad the Lord don't bless you because you deserve it? Somebody ain't hearing me. Aren't you glad the Lord don't wake you up because you deserve to wake up? Aren't you glad the Lord didn't give you another chance because you deserved another chance? Because if that were the case, we would have been long gone and history. But God is so faithful that he remembers what he says and he honors what he says, even when those who he has said it to are gone off the scene. Now listen to what the word says. Every place, verse 3, that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses from the wilderness, and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Now look at how God gives them such a vast and great and grand area. God doesn't box them into some little bitty place and say, this is yours. He says, far as the eyes can see, and even beyond that, down by the coast, he say, I want you to have good possessions. Now look at this, because I want you to see this. Verse 5 says, thou shalt not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy your life, Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. God doesn't limit him. God doesn't hem him in. He say, wherever you go, I'm going to bless you. However far you go, I'm going to bless you. I want you to limit you. I'm not going to limit you. Whatever you want, your heart's desire, I'm going to give it unto you, and you're going to be successful. Isn't it good to serve a God like that? Now listen at this, because I really don't have the time. Well, the Holy Ghost say I do, so let me keep reading. Verse 8 say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Listen at this. Have not I commanded thee? This didn't come from man. This came from the Maker. Have not I commanded you? Listen at this. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou. If you don't stay here, wherever you go, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you. What are you afraid of? If the Lord tells you today, wherever you set your foot at, wherever you go, however you go, if you obey me, I'm going to bless. Well, what you got to be scared of? Who do you have to be afraid of when God says, I am with you? Somebody better wake up and hear this, because you're in bondage and you need to know, if God is for you. Oh, y'all know that, don't you? Come on, walk on through, because I'm not through with the scripture here. Verse 10, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, pass through the camp, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. Now listen to Joshua. He said, listen, now we got to get this thing together. We can't just jump over to Jordan. We got to get ourselves together, get our act together. We've got to be on one accord and know when I give the signal that we've got to move, and we've got to move orderly, decently, and we've got to move instructively. So here, listen to what he says. I want all the leaders to go through the camp and give instructions to the other leaders, that they may disseminate this to the people, so that when it's time to move, everybody know where we're going. And then everybody know how we're going. And then everybody will know the time we're going. Now listen at this, because I want you to see this. The Bible says, verse 12, and to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half of the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. I had a lot of time, I talk about this rest, but it actually simply means that we have the confidence and the assurance of knowing that what God has said, he's going to back up. Now listen at this. He says in verse 14, your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Verse 15, until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he hath given given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Now, this is what he's saying. Now, listen, we're going to help those who need help to get over to the place where God has given them their rest and their possession, but we really can't all enjoy what God has for us till we all get what God's got for us. And it's sad to think that some of us can rest and enjoy what we have when God has helped others to help us get what we got. And when we get what we got, we forget that those who helped us get what we got still need to cross over into the place of rest to get what God's got for them. Somebody ought to wake up and hear me here. Don't get to the place when you get yours that you go to sleep. Don't get to the place when you get yours, you get comfortable. Don't get to the place where you get yours, you're not worried about nobody else. When you get yours, you ought to keep your visuals. You ought to keep your prayers. You ought to keep your alert. You ought to keep in that place where you are waiting and praying the others through till they get their breakthrough and their blessings also. Now listen at what the word says again. It says, and then ye shall return as again the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. Now look at verse 16 now, because after Joshua has spoken to the people answer him back.
Yeah.
Listen at this. And they answered Joshua saying, all, somebody say all, that thou commandest us, we will do.
Yeah.
Listen, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Verse 17, according as we hearkened unto Moses in what?
All things,
so will we hearken unto thee. Only, listen at what their stipulation is now, the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. And now this is what they were saying. Listen, we're not going to give any other man any more respect than we're giving to you, and we're not going to give you any more respect than we've given to any other man. Now, we followed Moses because we knew God was with Moses. Now, all you got to do is prove to us that God is working with you. All you got to do is prove to us that God is dealing with you. All you got to do is prove to us that God is with you. And if God is with you, you can count on us being right behind you. It kind of sounds like Paul when Paul say, follow me as I follow Christ. Any Bible weirdos in the house? Listen at the word now. Listen at the word. He says, verse 18, whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Now that was powerful. Look at what the leader said. Okay, listen, we're going to give you the respect and we're going to give you all your dues and your props as it were, to be who God's called you to be. Matter of fact, we're going to come up against anybody who comes up against what God has led you to do. Now look at this. Wouldn't it be so different today in our churches if the people of God say, we want to hear from God, and God, whatever you say, we're going to back you up. We're going to obey you through the man of God. And listen to this. I can tell you now, you wouldn't have no church fighters if everybody who rebelled against the program of God, God put to death. Oh, y'all getting quiet. I must have some church fighters in the house today. Anybody who kicks up against the leader, the pastor, church wouldn't be church like it is now. You wouldn't need no board meetings, and you wouldn't need no church conferences, and you wouldn't need, because I'd stand up and say, the Lord said to go forth into this place and to do that. But no, we got to have church meetings, and we got to have board meetings, and we got to have folk who want to tell you what they think we ought to do when God has already said, it's my way, it's my will, it's my word, and when we obey it, we become blessed. Preach, Pastor. If God was allowed to be God in this and any other ministry, there would be no telling how God would bless and break down walls and build up new places and give to us greater and grander visions so that he could get the glory and the people get the good.
Well, I got news for you. You may not follow him, but I'm going to follow him, and I'm going to lead the way he says lead, because I've got to answer to him just as Joshua did. Listen at the text. Listen at the text. He says only to Joshua, be strong and of good. What can man do unto you? Look at what he said. We can follow a real man, a real man of God. We can follow him because we know he's following God, but we can't follow no wimps. y'all ain't hearing me here. We can't follow a man that speak one side this way today and get in front of other folk and speak another side. We can't follow him. We can't follow a man who can't speak twice and speak straight and speak strong and say, this is what thus said the Lord, like it or lump it, this is what thus said. Isn't it good to have a pastor like that? Oh, that's all right. I'll say amen for myself. Amen, pastor. Because the one thing I know, if I don't know anything else, I've experienced it in my ministry, in my life, in my preaching. If you stand on what thus saith the Lord will never let you down. Now, listen. Now, that was the preview to the text. So listen at what happens now. The Bible says, verse 1 of chapter 2, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shechem two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. He had the backing of the people, the support of the people, and the understanding of them understanding who he was in God. And so he says, now I shall give the orders. And he gave the orders and sent two spies out. Listen, Moses sent 12 spies out. Of the 12 spies, Joshua was one of the spies. Now Joshua sends two spies out, because you do remember when he sent Moses 12 spies out, only two came back with a good report. Somebody ain't hearing me here. Listen. So he said, we're going to cut down on that foolishness. Since I'm the pastor now, we ain't going to send out all those naysayers and those folk who can't stand up on what God said. Give me two good people who will go out and see what they say and stand on what God said, and let that be that. So he sent out two. Listen at me. Listen. That's how Jesus sent folk out, by twos. He ain't sent them out by no 12s. He called 12, but he sent. Y'all ought to hear me here today. Listen. So he sends out these two. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And they went. They didn't argue. They didn't have no discussion. They went. And listen at this now. And they came into a harlot's house. And for those of you who are not familiar with that word of antiquity, they stopped at a prostitute's house. They stopped at a place of irrepute. They stopped at a place where men stopped at when they wanted to play. Yes, sir. But they had to pay. I just want to make it plain. And the woman's name was Rahab. She was a noted prostitute, one of the best that they had in that area. Are y'all gonna pray with me a little while? And the word says, they lodged there. Verse 2 says, and it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. Now notice, the king didn't bother Rahab about what Rahab was doing, because the king had some men who used to stop by Rahab's house, and they all knew Rahab. They ain't had no problem with Rahab's occupation. They just didn't understand that Rahab understood that there was some spot. They wasn't coming just to play at Rahab's house. They were stopping by Rahab's house because Rahab had a sign saying, welcome all. And Rahab may not have known the intent the king thought of these men. It wasn't just for pleasure. They were out on a mission. And so he tells them to tell her that these men are not out here for pleasure. They are out for business. So send them to me. So listen at the word, because I want you to see this. The Bible says, verse 4, and the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not. I did not know whence they were. I don't know which way they went.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Now, she didn't tell the whole truth, but she didn't tell a whole lie. She said, oh, yeah, they did stop by here. Uh-huh. But they left out so fast, I don't know which way they went. Now, listen at this now. Verse 5 says, and it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate when it was dark that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not, or did not know. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. Now she starts lying now, because she says, listen, I when it was getting close to dark and it was the shutting of the gates for the town, I realized, I do remember now. Yeah, it's coming back to me right now. It's coming back. I didn't know where they went at first, but now it's coming. They went out the gate just before the gate shut. Now, if you hurry up and send some men after them, you'll be able to catch them. Now, listen at this. Well, this puts them in a hurry, so they're trying to do what they're saying. Look again, verse 6. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. Now, this is important, because this was a place where they dried the fruit, and they put it up there on the rooftop so that fruit and stalks and all would ripen and so forth, pretty much like you set out bananas and different things to ripen and so forth. And she put them out there, but that was also another purpose for the flax and the stalks and so forth. It was a hiding place, because in her profession, some people came there that didn't want to be seen. Y'all ought to pray with me here. I'm trying to teach you truth here. And so she used it as a dual purpose, one for the ripening of fruit, and that was not an uncommon thing on rooftops, but she so laid it, the Bible says, in order, so much so that it would appear that it was full just of stalks as stalks and flax, but not yet anything that would be able to conceal or hide anybody. She organized it and orchestrated it as such that even if they went up on the rooftop, the way that she so strategically designed it, it would look like can't nobody be hiding underneath that stuff. So listen at this now. The Bible says, okay, verse 7, and the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords, and as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Verse 8 says, and before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. Look at what she's saying now. I know that the Lord hath given you the land. Listen at this now. She says, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Now, she's talking to two men, but she's talking to the two men who represents the Almighty God. She talks to them as if she's speaking to them personally, but she's talking about who they personally represent.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning.